You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your Civic Media Daily News Roundup with your Wisconsin news and sports.
A home run fest. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers wrap up their series today with the Pirates. Last night, the crew with five home runs to win 14-0 over Pittsburgh. Sal Frelick was the Brewers' leadoff man and hit his ninth home run of the season in his first at-bat.
It's always nice to score a lot of runs, but, you know, I'm not, like, surprised by any means, especially when the offense is clicking like it is and we're getting great support from the pitchers.
Milwaukee with a 7.5-game lead in the Central. The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Blue Jays. NFL. The word is Jordan Love had successful surgery after suffering a torn ligament in his left thumb against the Jets. How soon will he be able to practice?
I don't know until he gets back here and see how he feels. I mean, we'll see. Obviously, he'll be out this week, and then I would put it highly unlikely that he plays for Seattle. As far as the practice is concerned, I can't tell you that at this moment.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes I want to love a movie because the poster looks so cool, such is the case with Weapons, the new film from Zach Kregers and his follow-up to his excellent horror film, Barbarian. Weapons is one of those films I liked about three-quarters of, but it just couldn't quite close. The film stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner, and the critics love it for the most part. That's how I feel about this creepy film. I liked it for the most part, and pretty much recommend it. How's that for a sort of positive review? Fans of singer Carly Pearce were probably freaked when they saw the New York Post headline, which read the singer was rushed to the ER with a gruesome injury. As it turns out, she cut her thumb on a ranch dressing bottle and needed gauze. Kudos to gauze for making its first appearance in the Hollywood Beats. The article explained that Pierce would have to adjust by holding the microphone in her left hand instead of her right, but she was confident she could pull it off. It's almost like they're trying to trick you into reading things. The cast of Friends was mourning Matthew Perry long before his death, according to his castmate Jennifer Aniston. Aniston recently discussed the situation with Vanity Fair, saying the entire cast had done all they could for their friend Perry, but it just wasn't working. The star of the morning show even said at one point in the interview that Perry being gone is almost better because he is no longer in pain. Perry confirmed his struggles in his memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, in which he discussed attending 6,000 AA meetings, going through rehab 15 times, and spending almost $10 million in an attempt to get clean. On a lighter note, the article is complemented by the typical weird Vanity Fair photos, one of which has Aniston in a semi-formal white gown in a backyard, looking to the sky while using a push lawnmower from the 1930s. Garbage. Everyone knows Aniston uses a John Deere rider to cut her own grass. All right, Swifties, brace yourself. Up-and-comer Taylor Swift has announced she will soon release her 12th studio album. She seems to be really getting the hang of this songwriting thing. Taylor teased Swifties with a mysterious countdown ticker on her website before making the announcement on her boyfriend's podcast. The New Heights is hosted by current and former footballer brothers Travis and Jason Kelce. This is the follow-up to Swift's 2024 release, The Tortured Poets Department, which was the biggest-selling album of the year, selling almost 3.5 million copies on both digital and physical formats. It broke records for highest single day and single week number of streams on Spotify, interestingly enough, and maybe even more importantly, this was Swift's first appearance on the New Heights podcast. That's a good get for the Kelce brothers. We'll see if she breaks podcast records. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's your Civic Media Daily News Roundup. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at civicmedia.us. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.